This is NHR Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospital Radio's weekly football highlights podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the QMC and City Hospitals. Two games for you on this week's podcast, both from this past Saturday. Shortly you'll hear commentary from Nottingham Forest's home game against Sunderland. But first we are heading to the English Football League 2, as Notts County travelled across the A50 and the A500 to the Mournflake Stadium to take on Crewe Alexandra. Your commentators are Chris Orme and Richard Smith.
Well, we're underway and Notts County moving the ball down their left-hand side, and there's a yellow card for the first challenge of the game. And we've literally been playing for a few seconds here, and Paul Turney has brandished a yellow card. In comes the corner again towards that near post, and it's headed in at the far post. And it's the number five, Demetriou, who got a free header at the far post. It bounced across the six-yard box. There was nobody there in a green shirt, and Crewe Alexandra have taken the lead with 8 minutes gone. It's Crewe Alexandra 1, Notts County 0.
And again, it's poor defending, to be honest, from County. It wasn't a good corner, was it? It came across, it was where the first man normally is, where the first man normally heads it away. Everybody missed it. It bobbled across the box, keeper nowhere. And Mickey Demetriou, the Crewe captain, was free at the far post. Nobody with him. Easy little nod into the top corner, and poor defending. That should have been cleared.
Rod McDonald, Jody Jones again, 10 yards inside the Crewe half. Plays the ball forward, looking for the run of Ayol Pender. He finds Beddo. Infield for Palmer. Promising move this for Notts County. Shot comes in. Good save away to his left-hand side from Tom Booth. Pushes the ball wide of any advancing Notts players, but that was a great build up there from Notts County, wasn't it?
It wasn't exactly what we were talking about. It was just possession, because they did go backwards, but then by going backwards they opened up that spaces, and to cut on his inside and just try and whip it around the keeper. I think he was lucky the defender didn't get a touch on it there, because any touch from like that could have taken it away from the keeper. But it's a chance for Notts from this corner.
McDonald with a push in the back of Josh March, but again nothing spotted by the referee. Allowed play to go on. Jody Jones now has it. Jinks inside, gives it to Tyrese Hall. Edge of the 18-yard box. Great work from Hall. Tries a shot. It comes to Ayol Pender, and Notts have an equaliser from Nick Cirulla. It broke very kindly to the Notts right wing back, and Nick Cirulla finished with aplomb, left footed, curls it round the keeper, and Notts do have parity at the end of the first half. It's Crewe Alexandra 1, Notts County 1.
And what a finish that is from Nick Cirulla. To be honest, the ball from Tyrese Hall should have gone quicker, but he's gone for the shot. But unfortunately for Crewe, it's bobbled around. And what a finish from Nick Cirulla. Didn't take a touch, just used his left foot, bent it from the 18-yard line around the keeper. And you have to say, from what Notts have done in that first half, all the possession, they've taken the one chance. And what a finish that is with his left foot.
Well, there was a bit of celebration time as the referee blows for half time. And Notts, I wouldn't say they've got out of jail, but they've certainly been decent enough to get that equaliser at the end of that first half. It was a bit of a surprise when Mickey Demetriou popped up after just 8 minutes with a free header on the far post from a cross ball that came in. And then a scrappy 40-odd minutes after that ensued. But as it was, Nick Cirulla popped up with his second goal of the season. With a lovely finish from the corner of the 18-yard box at half-time. Here at Gresty Road, it's Crewe Alexandra 1, Notts County 1. As we are underway in this second half, Notts kicking to the goal to our right-hand side. There are no changes for either side at half-time. He's got Billington for company, who's kept him quiet, I have to say, in that first half. But Jody Jones has gone past him. Can he find a cross? Yes, he can. It comes to the edge of the 18-yard box. Shot comes in. It's cleared off the line. It was Tyrese Hall that had a shot from round about 15 yards on the angle. but it was cleared off the line. I think it was Dimitriou. Jones again on the left wing. Fashions a cross towards the centre of goal. It'll break for Alassane Jatta. It's the post. And it's cleared away by Finney. Alassane Jatta won't come any closer than that. It's gone out of play for a throw-in.
What an opportunity, though, Richard, for Alassane Jatta. The ball's just fallen to him. It was quite lucky, to be honest. It was Ayo Pender who the ball dropped to. He just knocked it past the defender. And I'll be honest, Alassane Jatta's less than 6 yards out in front of the keeper. Only the keeper to beat. And unfortunately, he's hit it straight at the post. And when it comes to opportunities, that should be an opportunity where, as a striker, one-on-one with the keeper 6 yards out, just place it. He's put his foot through it and he's come crashing off the post.
7 minutes of added time. 7 minutes to go here at Gresty Road. It's going to be a throw-in again to Crewe Alexandra. Now, the last one caused a bit of panic in the Notts County defence. We've been playing for 3 minutes of the added seven and it's going to be another long throw for Dimitriou to take. Notts County just need to keep their heads here. They've had most of this second half as the throw comes in towards the near post. It bounces around in there. The referee gives a penalty for a push. Well, you couldn't make it up. Every time that Notts County come here, there's a penalty in added time at the end of the game. And Crewe Alexandra have the opportunity to win the game once again through a penalty for a push. It's going to be Josh March. Up he comes, right footed, and he puts the ball into the back of the net and wins the game for Crewe Alexandra. And the referee blows for full time, and once again Notts County have been undone with a last minute penalty here at Gresty Road. It's happened now 3 seasons on the bounce. Every time we've come, there's been a last minute penalty, bit of controversy, and Crewe Alexandra, the home side, win the game when Notts have had all the second half. They took the lead on 8 minutes when Mickey Dimitriou nodded in the ball at the far post to make it 1-0. And then at the end of the first half, in added time, Nick Cirulla with a lovely left-footed finish made it 1-1. And then Josh March from the penalty spot in the 93rd minute. And Notts have been undone by a 93rd minute penalty once again here at Gresty Road. It's finished. Crewe Alexandra 2, Notts County 1.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Now on to our second game, where Nottingham Forest took on Sunderland in Saturday's late kickoff at the City Ground. So now it's off to the City Ground, where Nottingham Forest took on West Ham in the Premier League. Your commentators for this game are Rajiv Hassan and Lewis Brown.
Every time. Goosebumps every time. I'm sure I say it every time as well. As we kick off here for this afternoon's Premier League fixture, it's Nottingham Forest against Sunderland. Is going to be a Forest corner though, and I think it's Ndoye who's going to take it. Is on the far side from us. It's going to be a right-footed in-swinger from Dan Ndoye, and he puts in a lovely ball actually, looking for Chris Wood. It's headed up in the air though by a Sunderland man. Williams is going to pick up the loose ball. He's now taking it into a right-back position, puts the cross in. It's headed by Chris Wood, but he can't get it on target. Can Chris Wood? It fell to him lovely. It's one of them chances that you'd expect him to at least hit the target, Unfortunately, this time he doesn't. He heads it over the bar. 22 minutes gone. It's still Forest 0, Sunderland 0.
And Forest will have a chance to clear their lines. That's got to be a free kick, perhaps, from the foul on Dominguez.
And I think he's booked Dominguez.
He's booked Dominguez for
the diving.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Well, we've got a screen in front of us. I'd like to have a look at the slow-mo or replay on that one. But not sure what the referee has seen that the rest of the stadium hasn't. Perhaps the slow-mo will prove him right. We will wait and see. But in any case, it's a free kick. And I think this is within Granit Xhaka territory, perhaps. He has got a really powerful left foot. It's still about close to 30 yards out. But that seemed a very, very strange decision by the ref. Yeah, it was an outstretched foot. And did he catch? Yeah, I think he caught the end of his foot there. Maybe the referee thought he exaggerated, so he gave him a yellow card. Strange one. Anyway, it's a free kick to Sunderland. Opportunity for them. What are they going to do with this one? A floater to the back stick or a pile driver from Xhaka? It's a floater to the back post and a really good one as well. And it's in the net. And that is a goal for Sunderland. And that was very poor defending at the back there by Forrest. It was Omar Alderete who has put the ball into the net. We will wait and see whether there are any issues with offside. But as it stands, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Sunderland 1. Goal by Alderete. That is the half-time whistle. The boos, I would imagine, are more for the man in black, perhaps,
yeah,
than the Forest players, because Forest have had a lot of control of that half, haven't created too many clear-cut chances. Sunderland got off to a really bright start with the help of a little mistake from Zinchenko creating a corner for them. Had a good five-minute spell, and then Forest really have taken over in terms of possession and control of the game. But then Sunderland rather had a free kick in a very bizarre set of circumstances with only 11, 12 minutes of the half to go. A free kick and a yellow card against Dominguez. We're still very puzzled as to why it was given, but come what may, that resulted in a floated cross to the back post, and coming in there was the centre-back Omar Alderete, and he powered a header through Matt Sells. But it is half-time here at the City Ground, and it's currently Nottingham Forest 0, Sunderland 1. And
thanks, Alex. Yes, you're here. The teams are back out. We've just had kick-off for this second half game as Nottingham Forest take on Sunderland. Forest are kicking now towards the Trent end here in this Premier League fixture. Jesus back to Morgan Gibbs-White. He then finds Anderson. Anderson plays a pass out wide left to Hudson-Odoi now. Hudson-Odoi up against Traore. Going to go down the wing. No, he isn't. Cuts back, finds Anderson. Anderson now takes a shot, and it's a good save. It was going low into Roof's sort of near post, and the Sunderland keeper, it may have just been going wide, dives, and he's unsure, so he has to get a hand on it, and he puts it out for a Forest corner. 65 minutes gone, still Forest 0, Sunderland 1. But Forest have another corner.
Better pressure.
Yeah, was it taken quickly. Zinchenko to the edge of the area to Elliot Anderson. He curls one, but it's over the bar. He tried it, did Elliot Anderson. It was one of those specials that Hudson-Odoi likes. It was a right-footed sort of curling shot looking for the top corner, but he can't quite get it right. And it flies over the Sunderland bar. And after 66 minutes, still Forest 0, Sunderland 1.
Chance for a cross perhaps from the right from Hutchinson. Well, he lets the ball get away from him, but it breaks back to Morgan Gibbs-White. Finds Hutchinson again, away on the right-hand touchline. Left-footed cross into the back post. Oh, that was an open goal. An open goal for Chris Wood. If anybody...
That's what he makes his money off.
That's the man you wanted in that position. And he cannot believe, and Ange Postecoglou cannot believe that he's not put that into the back of the net. It was a beautiful move. Gorgeous cross from the right-hand touchline. And it was perfectly onto Wood's head. And he's just knocked it wide. And how does that happen? The ball's hoofed up in the air looking for Traore. He's got ahead of it, ahead of Zinchenko. And there's a lucky break now for Sunderland again. Is this going to be another goal? Oh, my goodness. That almost just ran straight through to Getruida, who is another one of the subs who'd come on. And he seemed to just barrel his way all through the whole of the Forest defence. And fortunately for Forest, Sells got in the way. but it's finished here at the City Ground. Nottingham Forest 0, Sunderland 1.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.